are here at the Think 17 conference in beautiful New York City, where there's a lot going on outside. There's a lot of buildings, a lot of cars, and we have Mark and a lot of people, and we have Mark Myers. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing terrific. Great to be here with you, Mike.
Thank you. Yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to chat.
My pleasure.
Hey, let's start out with what are some of your Think takeaways? When you come here, what do you look for that you want to take back to your organization?
You know what I love what the co-op does with Think is they sort of bring the Autobahn to the credit union cul-de-sac. And so it's always terrific to kind of go out into the world and look at different methods and different thinkers and really apply that to the credit union space.
Okay.
And they just do a terrific job of that. So I always kind of wonder what's in store.
Yeah.
And what corner of the Autobahn are they bringing somebody in from to our credit union cul-de-sac.
Wow, so, can we trademark that? That's pretty good.
Hashtag do.
All right, let's do it. Hey, let's talk about current market trends. What are you seeing out there from your neck of the woods?
Do you know, I think at Filene we do an awful lot of walk in the shoes of our members, kind of human-centered design. And so one of the key questions we ask one another is, so what are we doing in our Saturday morning self?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and what are we experiencing in our own families and with our friends and what's happening in our lives over the weekend? And, you know, certainly one key theme that rises to the top right now is this notion of the world's getting moving faster and faster and faster, and our expectations as consumers
are getting higher and higher.
They're going higher and higher and higher. And so I think in the game of consumer finance, what that means is speed, access, convenience, a seamless experience.
Mm-hmm.
And what credit unions have really, really excelled at, is that notion of member experience, right? And, and the notion of service. Well, that notion and that century of serving our members well has been a lot of this in the interpersonal world, and now we're having to learn something else. If you look at, we've always rocked at member experience, we're reveling in the tension now with user experience around designing, you know, service means frictionless. Service means probably less of us and something that just gives us speed and access. And so I think that is one of the key themes we can are confronting in our research is how do we up the game of user experience around all of our products, our channels, and, you know, we're getting finicky and more finicky, right?
That's what I'm
thinking. So this is a challenge.
As you're talking, I'm thinking, are we going to reach a point to where we can't please anybody anymore because of our expectations and the speed and all that type of stuff? Or is it just...
The game will just change.
Yeah,
the game will change. Okay. And I think that credit unions will be there. And that's, you know, when you look at some of the research projects that are currently sort of being cooked and kind of in the percolator at Filene right now, you know, one key one is this notion of organizational entrepreneurship. And really, how do you look at, on June 15th, we're going to have a colloquium at Harvard with Dennis Campbell, one of our fellows.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's doing is looking at this organizational entrepreneurship with a case study of a credit union, the Harvard business case method, looking at Kinexys Credit Union up in Canada and saying, okay, when we look at the competency of innovation and organizational entrepreneurship, do we need a department or do we spread it across the organization? And what will yield more performance in the organization? And how do we structure our credit unions for innovation? So I think when you look at that game changing, we talked about that transitioning from kind of that member experience over to the user experience, that notion of organizational entrepreneurship is a real key theme on how we structure to, I'll say, disrupt versus be disrupted. Second project that I think is really important is one that certainly I'm very, very, very passionate about. And our good friends at Visa, funded this, the War for Talent. And on September 14th, we're going to have a colloquium at the University of Texas, Austin, with Siku Burmese. And he's going to look at America's Got Talent, but do credit unions.
Okay.
And this notion of how do we not only get talent that is has sort of that adeptness to technology, but also sort of is what we'll call pro-social, credit union philosophical sort of heart. And I think that that exists, and we have to go find that talent.
Okay.
And so what are going to be the mechanisms, and what can we learn from other industries who are being very successful at pulling in and attracting talent in this new world order?
That's the right area to do that type of stuff too. Austin's, obviously you will know, very progressive in that area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool. Hey, I want to give you guys a plug. You guys have a conference coming up as well. I mean, you guys are in the whole mix there. Can you want to talk to us about that, if you guys are, you might still be in the planning stages, I don't know.
So, we've got several different colloquiums. So we have about five a year at these various centers of excellence.
Okay.
The next one is going to be next week at the University of California, Irvine,
where
we're really going to be focusing in on sort of sorting the hype around emerging technology and fintech.
Okay.
And pleased to have Co-op be the, one of the key sponsors, along with Coastal Credit Union and BECU, to fund that Center of Excellence. Great folks. Yeah. And so that is what is literally next week, May 15th, in sunny California. And then, as I mentioned before, June 15th we'll be out at Harvard, and then September 14th we'll be at the University of Texas, Austin.
You guys are everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mark, always a pleasure having you here. Keep up the good work. I mean,
you guys
are doing, like you say, you guys are cooking up some really cool stuff
there.
So, you
know,
I think
I think the key thing when you look at the Center of Excellence piece, what we're trying to do is ensure our research is extraordinarily relevant and can be applied today. Mm-hmm. And so if you just think about for a moment, if we can make our, understand our members, walk in the shoes of our consumer behavior, if we can make our organizations have more agility, yield a bit higher performance with efficiency, get better talent, make the right technology decisions, we're going to win that game.
What makes your research stick for credit unions? I mean, what did they look for? I mean, that's obviously Marketing 101, know your audience, but what makes your research stick to
credit unions? What we are really doing is it's a bottom-up. You're bottom-up in terms of the research pipeline. So we have a research council with credit union CEOs who help guide it.
Right.
It's also heavily influenced by market forces looking out in the Audubon, as well as our academic community.
Okay.
So it's a sort of an elixir versus a silver bullet. And I think what we're dealing with when you talk about the digestion of the research is, much like our credit union members want channel access, the white paper is kind of dying. It's not dead. But making sure for those research findings, it's compelling, whether it's video, whether it's a slide deck, whether it's an infographic.
Delivery.
Oh, yeah. And so we've got our own channel experience, you know, challenges that we're looking at because the how people digest research is much different today
than it
was in the past.
No doubt.
Pleasure to be here with you.
Mark, always a pleasure, man.
Cheers.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Well done. Safe travels to SoCal next week.